From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Former South Korean President No Mu-hyun is dead. His lawyer said he jumped to his death while hiking in the mountains in southern South Korea. Officials say he left a suicide note saying that life was too difficult and he apologized for making too many people suffer. No served as president of South Korea for 5 years and had prided himself on a clean record. But last month he was questioned by state prosecutors about allegations he had accepted more than $6 million in bribes while in office. No was 62. On this Memorial Day weekend, President Obama is urging Americans to remember the men and women of the nation's armed forces in a personal way. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
In his weekly address, President Obama said the U.S. military embodies what's best about the country, but that those who've worn the nation's uniform have not always gotten the support they deserve in return. As Commander-in-Chief, Mr. Obama said he's committed to properly training and equipping the military, as well as providing for veterans and their families. He also urged all Americans to honor the troops in individual ways.
That can mean sending a letter or a care package to our troops overseas. It can mean volunteering at a clinic where a wounded warrior is being treated, or bringing supplies to a homeless veteran center. Or it can mean something as simple as saying thank you to a veteran you pass on the street.
On Monday, the president will take part in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Senator John Barrasso delivered the Republican address this week. He said the Democratic plans to develop alternative energy would actually make the United States more dependent on foreign oil. He said plans for renewable energy, such as wind and solar power, would only account for about 1% of U.S. electricity, far less than needed. Barrasso was from Wyoming. He said Republicans support a more comprehensive energy plan that would develop oil and gas resources and promote coal and nuclear power. NASA is hoping for better weather today at the Kennedy Space Center. Yesterday's landing of Space Shuttle Atlantis was canceled due to stormy conditions near the shuttle's Florida runway. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
The Atlantis crew has enough food, water, and fuel to keep the shuttle in orbit until Monday. The astronauts switched off unneeded equipment to conserve power. The seven-member crew is wrapping up NASA's last Hubble repair flight. Fixing two broken cameras was considered a major challenge, but spacewalker Mike Good says even easy jobs like replacing some gyroscopes was tricky.
You know, Mass and I were working together to close those doors, and Mass is telling me to push, and I'm pushing, and I feel like I'm pushing the whole orbiter back. But we finally got those things shut, and it was quite a relief to get those things buttoned up.
Mass is spacewalker Mike Massimino. If the two landing chances in Florida are canceled due to weather, there are two opportunities in California. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
This is NPR News from Washington. Federal regulators closed Strategic Capital Bank in Illinois yesterday. Officials say its branches will reopen Tuesday as a branch of Midland States Bank, and customers may write checks and use their debit cards as usual. This was the 35th bank closure this year and the second this week. Thursday, the government shut down BankUnited FSB in Florida. Former HealthSouth CEO Richard Scrushy completed his testimony yesterday in a civil suit filed by shareholders. They're seeking nearly $3 billion in damages for allegedly defrauding investors. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Bradley George reports.
Richard Scrushy faced tough questions about his compensation as HealthSouth CEO, which included a large tract of land adjacent to his suburban Birmingham home given to him by the company. Scrushy maintains his compensation was in line with that of other chief executives. He also says he was not aware of the massive fraud at HealthSouth, citing poor oversight from the company's chief financial officer. Attorneys representing shareholders produced reams of financial statements with notes in Scrushy's handwriting. They argue that shows he was aware of the company's financial details, but Scrushy says those documents are incomplete. No date has been set for a verdict, but this is a bench trial. That means a decision will come from a single judge and not a jury. For NPR News, I'm Bradley George in Birmingham, Alabama.
A Los Angeles couple is suing a writer for the television show CSI, claiming she named two unsavory characters after them as revenge. Real estate agents Melinda and Scott Tamkin were the listing agents for a house that writer Sarah Goldfinger wanted to buy. The deal fell through. In an episode of the crime drama, a real estate agent named Melinda died and her husband Scott was a suspect. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.